WRCR 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Strong erratic winds returning to Southern California tonight. Gusts up to 70 miles per hour are expected. Fire crews are still battling major wildfires burning for the past week. Ron McCord fled the Eaton Fire in Altadena, but like many others, lost everything when flames tore through. He asked ABC's Matt Rivers to show him video of the neighborhood and found out his home was gone.
This house has survived 110 years.
12,000 structures were destroyed in the Eaton and Palisades fires. The Biden administration says a Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal between Israel and Hamas is getting closer as brokered talks progress. Svetlana Dali, indicted by a federal grand jury on a stowaway charge today. The 57-year-old, charged with allegedly sneaking onto a Delta Airlines flight without a ticket in November. She was rearrested in December in Buffalo trying to enter Canada. This is ABC News. New research shows consumers are finding few choices on grocery store shelves.
A new study analyzing over 50,000 food items sold by Walmart, Target, and Whole Foods found that ultra-processed foods dominated U.S. grocery store shelves. Researchers using publicly available data determined that 70% of available products at these three big retailers consisted of packaged goods, salty snacks, and desserts defined as industrial formulations with five or more ingredients, qualifying them as ultra-processed. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Authors of the study hope the findings encourage consumers to make better choices. A 55-year-old Texas man has been arrested, charged with stalking WNBA star Caitlin Clark. Michael Lewis was arrested in Indianapolis and charged with allegedly sending threats and sexually explicit messages to Clark via his social media accounts. He recently traveled from Texas to Indianapolis. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
There is a cold weather alert for Sauk County starting at 3 a.m. on Tuesday and lasting through 9 a.m. Blustery tonight with a few flurries possible, low zero, winds northwest 5 to 10. Sunny and feeling frigid tomorrow with a high of 15, winds northwest 10 to 15. Clear and bitter cold tomorrow night with a low of zero and a sunny start to the day on Wednesday. It will be breezy with clouds increasing and a high of 25. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the northeast at 1 mile per hour and our current temperature is 6 degrees.
100.9 WRCR.
Picking you up's like picking up a gun. Your kiss is the trigger. Daddy met you and he told me, son, you better be careful with it. Eyes like an angel, heart like a thief. Perfectly complicated. My hands on you and your hands on me. I love you and I hate it. Are you trying to love me? Are you trying to kill me? Every night with you is a shot in the dark. You touch me with a whisper, kiss me like a stranger. Holding somebody shouldn't be this hard. Oh, and I know this game is one or two ways. Are you gonna play me? Are you gonna save me? Loving you, baby, is roulette on the heart. With your head on the chest, hearing it be 1 minute, come back. It's a risk I'm willing to take.
Are you trying to love me? Are you trying to kill me? Every night with you is a shot in the dark. You touch me with a whisper, kiss me like a stranger. Holding somebody shouldn't be.
Stay kids as long as they can. Turn off the screen, go climb a tree, get dirt on their hands. I believe we gotta forgive and make amends, 'cause nobody gets a second chance to make new old friends. I believe in working hard for what you. Alive. I believe most people are good and most mamas ought to qualify for sainthood. I believe most Friday nights look better under neon or stadium lights. I believe you love who you love, ain't nothing you should ever be ashamed of. I believe this world ain't half as bad as it looks. I believe most people are good. I believe them streets of gold are worth the work, but I'd still want to go even if they were paved in dirt. I believe that youth is spent well on the young, 'cause wisdom in your teens would be a lot less fun. I believe if you just go by the nightly news, mamas ought to qualify for sainthood. I believe most Friday nights look better under neon or stadium lights. I believe you love who you love, ain't nothing you should ever be ashamed of. I believe this world ain't half as bad as it looks. I believe most people are good. Mamas ought to qualify for sainthood. I believe most Friday nights look better under neon or stadium lights. I believe you love who you love, ain't nothing you should ever be ashamed of. I believe this world ain't half as bad as it looks. I believe most people are good. I believe most people are good. I believe most people are good.
I'd love to pour a drink, 'cause I want to, just to have one, not because of you. I wanna let go, I wanna forget, I wanna bounce back, be over it. I took everything you gave.
and strike that match. I wanna wish I never met you. I wanna wish I never seen your face. But every time I try to hate you, loving you gets in the way. Like a bridge out over to the other side. Like a bad dream, like a long train. How much longer is losing you gonna take? I took everything you gave me, right down to the photographs. Tried to burn them in the backyard, but I just couldn't strike that match. I wanna wish I never met you. I wanna wish I never see your face. But every time I try to hate you, loving you gets in the way. Loving you gets in the way.
Gallagher with Lovin' You Gets in the Way at 7:14. If you're tuning in to listen to high school basketball action, we have that game between River Valley and Riverdale. And right now the JV team is still playing. It's they got about 6 minutes left in that game. And Riverdale's leading that against River Valley by a score of 40-21. That's in JV action. So once the JV game gets completed, we will bring you varsity action right here on WRC 100.9, and Phil Nee will be calling that game. Coming up next is Andy Griggs with I'll Go Crazy.
Wanna let me go? Well, there's one thing that you should know. I'll walk away willingly, and you'll never even hear me leave. I'll go quietly. I'll go silently, but I'll go. Walk away, but I still think there's a ray of hope. But you're the one who's letting go. I'll go easily.
Ah!
while waiting for the broadcast to come on, I forgot to pass along one piece of information earlier. Just wanted to remind everybody that Richland County is currently experiencing a 911 outage. If you need immediate assistance from police, fire, or EMS, please call 608-647-2106. Richland County Emergency Management is monitoring the situation and will provide updates as they become available. Coming up next, Somebody Summer with Ben Chase.
It's just me, talking to the beach, wishing our eyes would meet. We could be that jalapeno margarita kind of heat. Half moon hanging low, and I don't want to miss the boat. I gotta know if there's a chance for you and me. If you're gonna be somebody's last call, slow dance, wonderwall, tiki bar, somewhere on a beach. Girl, if you want to crush like it's Cabo, sky full of rhinestones, hope you know I'm hoping that it's me. If you're gonna be somebody's summer, somebody's summer.
I say hello, the air my coast, so don't come close. I can float right through this life if you were mine. And I know after just one kiss, September won't exist like it did, baby. This can start tonight. You're gonna be somebody's last call. Slow dance, wonderwall, tiki bar, somewhere on the beach. Girl, if you wanna crush like it's Cabo, sky full of
swing, baby, I'm on it. If you want a night out, baby, I'm all in. If you want a coin flip, a road trip, anywhere you want to go, baby, just call it. If you're on a dance floor moving, I'm out there. Want to find some laid back and let down your brown hair. You call the shots if I'm ready or not. I don't care. I just love, baby, I love doing life with you. I ain't gonna be there just for the sunshine. I'll hold your hand while we stand in the rain. I'll be your forever and not just your sometimes. I'll be your calm in a hurricane.
Baby, I love doing life with you. just love, baby, I love doing life with you.
Hello again, everyone. Welcome to another busy week for high school sports. Phil Nee with you as we welcome you along to tonight's edition of the Vitesnik Power Sports pregame show. And we feature a really good matchup between two area girls basketball teams that are having improved seasons. Riverdale plays at River Valley, and we'll start previewing the games for tonight coming up in a moment.
Looking for unbeatable rides and big savings? Check out Kawasaki at Vitesnik Power Sports. Conquer any terrain with the 2024 Kawasaki Ridge, featuring a heated and air-conditioned cab. Get the job done right with the powerful Kawasaki Mule FXT1000, or hit the road on a legendary Kawasaki Z-Bike. Right now, we are letting the good times roll and giving huge savings up to $9,000 on select Ridge models. Plus, huge discounts across the entire 2024 Kawasaki lineup. Don't miss out. Head on over to Vitesnik Power Sports in Richland Center or visit Vitesnik.com.
The Richland Center boys basketball team will play host to Waseca Steuben for a Monday non-conference game this evening. Highland travels to Pecatonica, Royal at Nisida, Potosi at Schulzburg, and Cassville at Benton. Monticello travels to Barneveld and Belmont at River Ridge. Girls basketball games, including Royal at Ithaca. Mineral Point travels to Mount Horeb. North Crawford is home against New Lisbon and Cuba City at Oregon. Hillsboro travels to Lafarge. Wisconsin Dells is playing ball at Edgewood this evening. Brookwood is at DeSoto. Baraboo travels to Sauk Prairie and Dodgeville at Potosi Cassville. Plus, coming up tonight on the radio, our featured game from Monday night features two programs that continue great improvements this year. Riverdale is playing at River Valley.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you can trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
For over two decades, Jewell Associates Engineers in Spring Green have proudly served our community. They extend their gratitude to all their clients, whether their projects are big or small. The dedicated professionals and technical staff are the backbone of Jewell Associates' success. Jewell Associates Engineers salute the River Valley Blackhawks for their outstanding achievements on and off the field. Jewell Associates Engineers, proud to be a part of your success, and go Blackhawks!
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
You work hard. Making the right choice for lunch isn't hard. The Phoenix Center opens at 11 Monday through Sunday with all your lunchtime favorites. Burgers, salads, terrific appetizers, specialty sandwiches, wraps, and more. Easy in, easy out. The Phoenix Center is the perfect way to break up the day. Can't get away for lunch? Let the team at the Phoenix Center serve you a great meal tonight, including the world-famous Phoenix Center Pizza. Call ahead at 649-7469 for carryout from the Phoenix Center and Richland Center.
Riverdale coach Larry Swigum joins us. Coach, you come in on this Monday night to play River Valley, and you got a pretty decent record going here so far in the season. What have some of the strong points for the team been?
Yeah, we were able to pull out a couple of conference games last week with Boscobel and then Southwestern on Friday night. Similar games. We jumped out to early leads, led by, 4-6 at half. And then usually about halfway through the second half, we see that lead dissipate a little bit. We were tied in both games with about 5 minutes left and just able to kind of pull both those out. So yeah, we're on a nice four-game winning streak right now, and it's been a combination of a lot of different girls stepping up for us. Macy McKay led us on Tuesday night with 19, including a whole bunch of free throws and rebounds, and then senior guard Zuri Dennis scored 32 for us on the road in Southwestern on Friday night. Just a tremendous individual effort by her. We're pretty balanced in terms of, you know, we've got a senior in Kennedy Cooey, scores around 10 points a game. She's our kind of our sharpshooter, usually knocks down two, three-pointers a game, and she kind of set the tone for us on Friday night to help us jump out. So this week's going to be it's going to be a test. We are going, you know, we have three games in 4 days, two non-conference games, including a Monday night game. It's going to test our depth for sure. So we are going to probably go a little deeper into our bench tonight than we normally would, just to kind of, you know, save up some energy and give some young girls some experience as well.
32 points by Zuri Dennis last week. That must be getting close to a school record, I would think.
You know, I don't have the record books up here at all. I'll look into it. But yeah, that's a lot of points, and we rely on her for so much. I mean, she's our primary ball handler. She's one of our better defenders. She leads our team in steals and assists. She is just a rock for us. And yeah, she was able to get to the basket. She knocked down some threes, and she really almost single-handedly kept us ahead in that game and kind of carried us there. So after the game, I told the sophomore guards, I'm like, just watch exactly how she carries herself. She leads in the right way, and she plays maximum effort every minute she's on the floor, and that's typically 36 minutes a night. So
when you look at your team, I know you like to D it up, you like to full court press, but trying to avoid the fouls, that there's kind of a fine line, isn't there?
There is, and we do some pressure, but honestly, we're probably a year away. Our younger guards and forwards are at the JV level press pretty much the entire game. We try to pick our spots. Again, we have some girls like Zuri that probably won't come off the court in a conference game unless she gets in foul trouble. So we try to pick our spots when we do that, but definitely it's an advantage for us. We try to catch teams off guard and get spurts. I mean, we really score in spurts. We'll put up 6, 8, 10 points in a minute, and then we might go on a 3, 4 minute scoring drought. So yeah, it definitely contributes to all of that for us.
What do you know about River Valley, tonight's opponent?
I was talking to Fenimore coach yesterday morning at a youth tournament. He said much improved from last year. They are long. They got a 6'1 sophomore forward that averaged about 12 rebounds a game. And it looks like they're pretty balanced. They have about six girls that average between 5 and 9 points a game. So there's not really one girl that we're going to key on. I know last season they had kind of a down year, but they beat us 73-67 here at our place. Alexis DeVinny girl hit 7 threes and had 25 points against us last year. So we're going to make sure that doesn't happen again and try to attack them in the lane if we can. So definitely an improved roster, and it looks like they're playing pretty good basketball right now. So, you know, we're exactly at that halfway point. We're 12 games through the regular season and halfway through our conference schedule. We're 9-3 and 4-3 in the SWAL. We're happy with that. We want to obviously improve on it for the second half and see where we can go.
All right. That's Larry Swigum, Riverdale coach, on WRCO's pregame show.
From buying your first car to enjoying your retirement, Rural Mutual Insurance agents are like family, and they are there for you every step of the way. With a full line of insurance products exclusively designed for Wisconsin, you can trust Rural Mutual to protect what matters most to you. Discounts are available for bundling home and auto. For a free quote, call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 or just stop by 177 East Mill Street, Richland Center.
Cardinal Insulating Glass is proud to be a supporter of River Valley Sports. Cardinal IG is the premier insulating glass manufacturer in all of North America. The Cardinal IG plant in Spring Green has been in business in the area over the last 40-plus years. Cardinal IG is proud to be a part of the Spring Green community by providing a clean, safe, and desirable workplace for its team members, along with minimizing impact on our precious environment by producing energy-efficient windows for all.
Welcome to Eastside BP, your go-to convenience stop on Richland Center's East Side. Open every day from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 on Sunday. Fuel up with quality BP fuels and grab delicious kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Need groceries? They've got you covered with milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and more. And don't forget to treat your vehicle to the touch-free automatic car wash. Eastside BP, Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store.
Well, water quality is a major concern in Wisconsin, but sometimes the solution is simpler than you think. When issues arise, trust the experts at Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center. With years of experience, they've serviced wells all across the area, tackling everything from faulty well caps to pressure tank and pump issues. Whether it's a quick fix or a deeper repair, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions has you covered. Keep your well running smoothly with a team you can trust. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, serving Richland Center and beyond.
River Valley coach Joe Woodhouse joins us. Joe, it looks like the team's been playing pretty well. Is that the case?
Yeah, we've been playing pretty well. We're working hard on defense, and offense is starting to come around, and we're doing some good things, taking care of the ball, taking our advantages and things like that.
You come right back and play on a Monday night. Is that tough to do?
We played Thursday last week, so we had Friday prepare. Last week we played Friday and Monday, so we had a Sunday practice last week to prepare for Fenimore a little bit, but it'll be a little tougher going back-to-back Monday and Tuesday here this week and stuff like that. So,
what do you know about tonight's opponent, Riverdale?
They've had a pretty good season so far, it looks like, and stuff like that. They got three girls that they kind of rely on to score, and a couple girls that do a good job getting to the free throw line, and so hopefully we can stay out of foul trouble tonight and play good defense.
This is one of those games that, it's not a conference game, but it's, you know, neighboring school districts. It's kind of a fun game, isn't it?
We're really, kind of focus this year is changing our culture and stuff like that, so we're not overlooking anybody or anything, but it's coming out and doing things the way we need to start doing them on the girls' basketball side at River Valley and continuing to work and continue to get better. It's just another opportunity to get better as the year goes on.
Who have your leaders been this year, offensively and assists and rebounding and those kind of things?
We've had a few different girls kind of step up throughout the season and stuff like that. We've had good games from a variety of different girls. Brooklyn Stokes and Karina Osborne are two returning honorable mention all-conference girls from last year. Ella Myers has stepped up as a sophomore. Mackenzie Woodhouse has had a couple good games the last couple of games. And we've had good things from Bella DeVinny as a freshman coming up, and she's been out the last couple of weeks, but hopefully we'll get back here. And her sister Lexi and Heidi Heglin and all the girls have kind of stepped up into their role and provided the things that we've needed to help us become successful.
You have a good mix of people in all the classes, the four classes of high school on the team, don't you?
We have a couple of freshmen that are playing some varsity minutes for us, a couple of sophomores that are on the varsity roster. Ella's getting minutes, but the other girls are getting some opportunities here and there in practice with us. And then, yeah, there's a good mix of juniors and seniors as well.
Let me ask you about the conference. You've been right there in the mix of a lot of games this year. And you look at the conference, it still looks like Platteville and Prairie are the teams to beat, though, isn't it?
Yeah, no, they're strong programs, and their varsity teams are pretty deep too and stuff like that, where they're both six or seven deep, so it should be a good matchup. I think those two face each other the end of this week on probably Thursday.
And when you look at your team battling the others, so you have Richland Center, you have Dodgeville, you have Lancaster, and those are the ones you really got to focus on at this point, don't you?
Yeah, no, it's just work on building our expectations within our program and stuff like that, and where we want to be, and starting to work to compete with the top half of the conference is kind of the new expectation that we're trying to instill with the girls.
Joe Woodhouse, coach of the River Valley girls basketball team, on the pregame show.
Welcome to Local Sports on WRCO Radio in Richland Center. We're proud to bring you the excitement and fun of local sports. We're committed to being a fan of the game or match and a fan of every team and every player. Local sports are a special part of communities throughout our listening area, and we believe they always should be. Our goal for this broadcast is to honor every aspect of the game from players and coaches to fans and officials. Welcome to Local Sports from WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
River Valley High School. Hello, everyone. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. River Valley takes on Riverdale in area girls basketball. The early one won by Riverdale, 47-32, the final score. Coming in with a record of 9-3, they're visiting Riverdale Chieftains. They're led in scoring this year, as you heard on the pregame show, by a pair of players, Macy McKay averaging nearly 13.5 per ball game, and Zuri Dennis averaging 11.5 a game. Kennedy Cooey averaging 9, and she's kind of their sharpshooter from the outside. Mason McKay has 12 rebounds per game. Zuri Dennis, 6.5, and Zuri's also the leading assist person, averaging nearly 2.5 assists on the year. Looking at the River Valley stats, and again, some pretty impressive numbers. Isabella DeVinny, who is their freshman, has come on strong for them this year and has helped out immensely. She averages over 9. Brooklyn Stokes averages over 8. Ella Myers averaging over 7 points. Ella, the leading rebounder, 11.7 per ball game. The sophomore leading the way for the boards. And Karina Osborne, 2.5 on the assists per game for the senior. Coming up, Riverdale and River Valley. We'll talk more about the game in a moment. This is high school girls basketball coverage on a Monday night from WRCO and WRCO.com.
With the cold weather, Napa wants you to be prepared. Get your Milwaukee Heated Tough Shell Jacket and Vest today at Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel. This Milwaukee Heated Jacket and Vest has a new quick heat function that allows you to feel heat 3 times faster than the previous jackets and vests. This jacket and vest are built strong to last long with Tough Shell Stretch Polyester, delivering 5 times longer jacket life than the previous soft shell heated jackets. Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel.
Life's better when you're under our roof because our agents can help you choose insurance to help protect what matters most. Life insurance from American Family Life Insurance Company can help financially protect your loved ones by replacing a portion of your income if you were to pass away. That means your family can have the help they need to continue to pursue their dreams.
Contact Michael Olson, agent, or Melanie Olson, office manager at Michael Olson Agency, LLC at 608-588-7200 today.
Products not available in all states. American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
American Family Insurance.
Good evening, sports fans, from Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Did you know Pamela's does formal wear you can purchase or rent? Do you need a shirt or a tuxedo for a wedding, prom, or a special event? Pamela's will assist with any style selection, color consideration, professional measuring and fitting. So stop by for your formal wear at Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green.
Save 15% on paint all month long at All American Do It Center. That's right. Now through January 31st, save 15% on gallons and quarts of Best Look and Valspar paint. Restrictions may apply. See store for details. Now's a great time to update your home's interior with a fresh coat of Best Look or Valspar paint. Stop in and choose from over 1,000 different colors. They can mix while you shop. Save 15% on Best Look and Valspar paint through January at All American Do It Center in Toma, Sparta, and Richland Center.
All American.
Welcome back to River Valley High School. Here's some time as we stand and face the flag and honor America prior to game time between River Valley and Riverdale. It is national anthem time tonight from WRCO Sports.
Oh, can you see and bright stars through the heavens.
national anthem from River Valley High School just ahead of tonight's action here on the radio. The Chieftains, as mentioned, coming in with a 9-3 record, and also River Valley with a 5-6 record. Both programs have first-year coaches, and both have done an outstanding job with their staffs, and both working with a combination of some veterans and some younger players. Riverdale starting number one, senior Kennedy Cooey. Number two, junior Lily Barr. Number three, Allie Goplin. She is a junior. Number four is Zuri Dennis, a senior. And number 12 is junior Macy McKay. On the other side for River Valley, number one, Karina Osborne, a senior. Number three, Mackenzie Woodhouse, a junior. Number five, Brooklyn Stokes, who is a junior. Also, Alexis DeVinny, who is a freshman. And also getting the start tonight, Ella Myers, number 23, and she is a sophomore. Tip-off time is coming up next from WRCO Sports.
Score big on convenience at Right Way Plaza in Spring Green. Swing by our fresh deli for tasty snacks and grab your favorite drinks. Don't miss out on our fuel rewards program and top-notch car wash. Whether you're heading to the game or on the go, Right Way Plaza has you covered. Right Way Plaza is the right stop. Go Blackhawks!
Julie's Tax Service is certified and ready to provide you with reliable tax preparation this year. Julie is a member of the National Association of Tax Professionals and has been an enrolled agent for over 18 years, specializing in farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. With great service and an affordable rate, let Julie's Tax Service handle all of your tax preparation needs, located at 159 South Main Street, Richland Center.
Tip is controlled by River Valley, and we're underway. Bringing it along the far side is Woodhouse. Kicks to the corner. Osborne for a three. No good. Rebound by DeVinny. Kicks it out. River Valley again around the perimeter. Showing it left side. Now back top of the circle. Woodhouse to Heglin. Heidi Heglin, double team. Now throws to the lane. Turnaround shot of the lane is up. And no good for Stokes. And the rebound by Riverdale. Lily Barr brings it. Zuri Dennis on the left side. Spins it to the corner. Holding it up is Goplin. Allie moves it to Zuri Dennis. Zuri drives to the lane. Shot on the way. No good. Rebound River Valley. Heidi Heglin with the rebound. Heidi brings it. Wings it off to the right side. Shot is up. Blocked by Zuri Dennis. Picked up by Riverdale. So nice job. Allie Goplin back to Zuri. And she's into the front court. Dennis on the right side. Swings it low. Knocked loose by River Valley. Good steal. Osborne off to Heglin to Stokes. Down to Heglin on the left side and taken away again by Riverdale. Neither team has gotten a real solid look, clean look at the basket yet. Crossover dribble. Here is Cooey throwing it to Goplin in the corner. Can't hang on. Taken away by number 12, DeVinny. And Lexi brings it across the timeline. Down to the baseline. Holding it up now on a drive. Is double teamed and a jump ball call. Zuri Dennis ties up with Heidi Heglin. Goes back to Riverdale. A little bit of token backcourt pressure from the Blackhawks, and Riverdale will bring it in play. Zuri Dennis walks it across the timeline, moves to the right side. Riverdale likes to work it into the post. They'll throw it to the corner. Goplin and Dennis right in front of the River Valley bench. Back to Goplin. They want McKay, but she's really pinned in. Now they'll throw it inside. Macy goes up in a crowd. Shot is no good, but a foul call. Riverdale, their whole offense against Boscobel was doing just that. Get it to McKay, and she's either going to get a shot up and in, or she's going to get fouled, and she got fouled, forcing River Valley their first of the night. That is on number 12, Lexi DeVinny. So the inbound pass from Riverdale, it was not a shooting foul, evidently, and the pass comes in to McKay, high post. Throws it off to Goplin. Now down to Cooey. Kennedy brings it to the left side. Backs in all the way to the paint. Fires back to Dennis. Zuri down to the baseline. Down deep. Late. Now she's going to get it back out to the far side. And around the horn it goes. Taken there by Barr. Now Dennis Zuri whips it over to the far side. Cooey for three. Got it. And she has heavy pressure as well. Kennedy Cooey puts Riverdale up by a score of 3-0. River Valley on the near side. And around the horn it will go. DeVinny. Back it goes to Woodhouse. Woodhouse fires it now to Stokes. Blackhawks work it low. Osborne is there. Fires back out. Three try for the answer. Woodhouse no good. Rebound DeVinny in the corner. Stokes inside. They'll kick it to the corner. Looking is Osborne. She's pinned in. Throws it back to the high post. Tough shot no good for Stokes. And the rebound by Riverdale. Lily Barr with the outlet pass to Zuri Dennis. And we're nearly 3 minutes into the game. 3-0 Riverdale. Zuri Dennis to the far side. Cooey for another three. It is no good. Fought for on the inside, and it is out of bounds. It'll belong to Riverdale. Into the game for Riverdale. Quick switch. They've got Ella Myers coming into the game. Brooklyn Stokes goes out. Riverdale will inbound the ball. Dennis lobs it in. Caught by Barr. Back to Dennis. Three from the corner. Good. Riverdale shooting well to start here tonight. Zuri Dennis 32 the other night against Southwestern. 6-0 the score. Here's the pass to the near side. River Valley for a three. It is in and out for Woodhouse, and the rebound by Riverdale. Lily Barr's outlet knocked loose and off of the Chieftains and out of bounds. Good defense by Mackenzie Woodhouse, and River Valley gets the ball here on the sideline and will put it in play. Looking to fire it in. Catching the ball now top of the circle. DeVinny back to the right side. Hegland. Hegland looks. Now fires it back to DeVinny. Entry pass. They'll kick it out. Woodhouse left side. DeVinny and now stopped. Throws to Myers. Kicks it out. Right wing. Three try River Valley. No good for Hegland. And McKay rips the rebound away and a jump ball is called. The arrow points to River Valley. Officials for tonight's game, Daryl Clark and Mark Kelly along with Randy Manning. Ball comes in play and River Valley holds the basketball on the right side. Now they'll start it in motion inside. Woodhouse dumps it low. Myers shot up. Good. And she's fouled. Ella Myers will go to the free throw line to shoot one. River Valley is on the board. Foul will be marked on the far side. It is on Zuri Dennis, which will be her first. Into the game for Riverdale, number 24, Eva Kratzenberg, and number 10, Bailey Harris. At the free throw line, shooting one is Ella Myers. This one in the air, and that is not going to count. It's a line violation on River Valley. And the Chieftains will get it back. Riverdale in the maroon, or burgundy colors with a white lettering, and home whites with black lettering for River Valley. Cooey and Dennis in transition, setting it up. McKay, high post, dribbles, drops it down low to Harris, tries to go in, and it's knocked out of bounds by River Valley. Riverdale ball underneath the hoop. Scorer's table, the firm of Meixelsperger and Meixelsperger doing the honors tonight. Pass goes inside. McKay trying to go back door. Knocked away by River Valley and now stolen by Riverdale. Picked up on the outlet pass. It's going to be Kratzenberg. Taken away by River Valley and they'll take the ball. To the left side, Hegland. Back to DeVinny on the right. Drops it inside Hegland. Nice pass to Myers. Trying to go reverse. Knocked away by Riverdale and a foul called on the floor. Fouls are even at one and now that's going to make it two on Riverdale. Foul is marked on Bailey Harris. Inbound for River Valley. Quickly in the corner. Hegland with the ball. 6-2. Riverdale. Back to DeVinny. Top of the circle. Osborne. Right side. Mackenzie Woodhouse for a three. No good. McKay rips away the rebound. And there's the River Valley foul. That will be their second foul. And unfortunately for River Valley, it's the second on DeVinny. So let's see, DeVinny will check out. No, check that. It's going to be Heidi Hegland coming out. Brooklyn Stokes is back into the ballgame. Pass comes in play. Riverdale takes it. Baseballs it up to McKay. Catches. Takes a shot. No good. Fought for. Rebound by River Valley. Mackenzie Woodhouse. And now she is stopped by Zuri Dennis. And a timeout taken by River Valley. 12:55 remaining. First half. 6-2 Riverdale on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Kleppe Grain Service is known for on-time transport of large quantities of grains or other crops. You can count on Kleppe Grain Service for a variety of innovative and customized hauling solutions. Call 608-604-5803. You work hard to plant and harvest on time. Jason will work just as hard to get your crops from the field to where they need to go. Kleppe Grain Service, it's the best choice. Call 608-604-5803.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is your local, family-owned, award-winning dealership for over a century. We always have one of the largest selections of trucks in southwest Wisconsin. JonesChev.com is updated daily with specials on new and pre-owned vehicles. We even have a secure credit application online to help us help you faster. Bad credit? Good news, we can help. Our special finance manager, Melanie, has some custom finance options and is eager to help. Jones Chevrolet, Richland Center, your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevy, together, let's drive.
River Valley with a turnover on the inbound. They're called for a traveling, and Riverdale will get it back. 12:44 remaining in tonight's ball game. First half, 6-2. Riverdale, Chieftains, with a couple of three-point baskets to start the game. Zuri Dennis moves to the right side, leaves the dribble, uses the pivot, fires to the corner, taken by Krotzenberg. She puts it on the floor and knocked loose. It's rolling, now rolled out to River Valley, picked up by Stokes. Breaks away from the pack. Tough shot won't go. Rebound Woodhouse. She's in a crowd and another foul. So the foul marked on Riverdale. That will be their third. And the foul is called on Macy McKay, which will be her first. Anything in close proximity is really going to be challenged by either one of these teams. And the key is trying to go straight up and not foul. And here's a three try by DeVinny. That's on the rim. No good. Gets her own miss. Powers back in. Shot won't go. Rebound Myers. And she'll whip it out of there. River Valley will restart. Pass to the left side. Knocked away by Zuri Dennis of Riverdale. It's loose in the backcourt and picked up by River Valley. Nice save by DeVinny. Now to Osborne. Karina across the timeline. Throws to DeVinny. Left side Woodhouse. Down low. Myers challenging. And a turnaround shot up and no good. Rebound by Riverdale. Kennedy Cooey comes out of there with it, and Zuri Dennis on the fly on the near side. Baroque leads Brookwood in boys basketball tonight, 32-14. Here's a tough shot down low by Harris, and it's River Valley stepping out of bounds, trying to get the rebound. It'll be Riverdale basketball. Also, Barneveld up on Monticello, 29-17. That's in the first half. Wazika Steuben was leading Richland Center 8-6 early out in the first half. A few games going on Monday night tonight. Zuri Dennis gives the ball a tap along the baseline, throws to McKay. Macy in the paint, shot blocked by Myers, and out of bounds off of Riverdale. It will be River Valley ball. We have been stuck at 6-2 for quite some time. Riverdale with a 6-0 lead to start. River Valley with the two-point basket by Myers, and that's where we stand. Just into the game, Kalia Blakely. Here's a pass to the free throw line. Turnaround shot is up. No good for Woodhouse. Blakely rebound. Kicks it back out. Here's Stokes for three. No good. Rebound Blakely on the far wing. Now air mails it cross court. Taken away by Zuri Dennis. Dennis to the front court. Zuri down low. Tough shot goes. Zuri with 5 points. And that makes it 8-2 Riverdale. Pass to Osborne. Top of the circle, Woodhouse, Osborne, and Woodhouse. Left side, Blakely. Bounce feet, high post, Stokes. Throws it right side, Osborne, going back door. Caught by Myers, and she scores. Ella Myers has both the River Valley's baskets. It is 8-4. Zuri Dennis walks it up the boulevard. 10.5 to play here in the first half. Zuri drops it down low. Catching it is Cooey. Goes up, blocked by Myers. And here's the outlet for Stokes. She's pulling away from the pack and will lay it in. Good. Coach Swigum of Riverdale wants a timeout. 8-6. River Valley trailing Riverdale by two And the first quarter, 10:14 remaining. We'll be back with more in a moment from WRCO Sports.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
A foul called after the timeout. It's going to be on Riverdale, and the foul is on number 24, Ava Krotzenberg. That's her first, team's fourth. River Valley with two fouls, 8-6. Riverdale in the lead. Riverdale guesting tonight. Pass goes to Woodhouse. Far side three try. Stokes blocked by Riverdale. Blocked out of the air, and a nice play by Jocelyn Adams. Got a piece of that. Ball comes in for the middle now as Riverdale transitions to offense. Bailey Harris has it knocked away and out of bounds. It will belong to River Valley, it looks like. DeVinny and Osborne return to the River Valley lineup. And so the pass will come in play, length of the court, and Riverdale not putting on a full court pressure. 8-6. They lead it. They've led throughout. River Valley trying to take a lead. Pass goes to DeVinny. Now moves to the left side, down to the baseline. Cut off now. The defense by Krotzenberg back to the middle. And then Myers goes up on her shot. It's no good. Fought for. Rebound Riverdale. Now taking that out is Lily Barr. Boy, there's quite a scramble for the ball down low. There's a fight for each rebound. Both teams going at it hard. Knocked away by Hegland, picks it up now on the far side, moves around the scorer's table, stays